This is Brother Metternut greeting the precious name of Jesus. For everyone is doing well and God is ordering your steps and directing your paths. And if not, it's time to learn to let God do these things. And as long as we will be still and learn the working and the leadership of the Spirit of God, we can keep ourselves out of a lot of stressful situations. We can keep ourselves out of harm's way. But it takes you surrendering your will to the working of the Spirit of God in your life. And that's one thing a lot of people don't want to do. You know, people will quote the scripture, let every man take up his cross, deny himself and follow me, and crucify himself, some of them say. But what all they want to talk about is just fasting and prayer. Let me tell you something. When you deny yourself, it's not just denying yourself food, and it's not just denying yourself in fasting and prayer and seeking the face of God. It's learning to die to your will. It's learning to lose your desires. It's learning to lose your actual literal life. Jesus plainly said, if any man lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, he will find it. But if he find life out here for himself, then he's going to lose this life of Christ. He's going to lose this life of peace and joy and comfort of the Holy Ghost. So don't think self-denial is just denying yourself food. It's denying yourself the wants, the desires of your flesh. It's losing your life, in other words, to the working of the Spirit of God. You know, many people have preached on yielding to the Holy Ghost. Yield your members as instruments of righteousness. Well, that's not just throwing your hands up in the air and shouting and talking in tongues and saying you're yielded to the Holy Ghost. That's not yielding to the Holy Ghost, and that's not what the scripture said. It said, yield your members as instruments unto righteousness. Yield your members. You've yielded your members of your body as instruments of unrighteousness when you were out there in sin and you've done all kind of evil and you yielded your body over to do things that weren't pleasing to the sight of God. But now he's saying, yield your members as instruments unto righteousness and unto holiness, and let the Spirit of God begin to order your steps and lead you and direct your paths. And I want to go to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and I want to read some scripture here. Very simple. You know, I've said this over and over and over. It's not hard to serve God. You make it hard when you want God to do things your way. You make it hard when you want to serve God according to your will. But if you want to serve God and you want to serve him in peace and joy, you want to walk in comfort and strength of the Holy Ghost, then you've got to learn to yield to the will of God for your life. You've got to learn to yield to the working of the Spirit of God and let God take you his way. You know, he tells us that all things work together for the good unto them who are the called according to his purpose. God don't care what your purpose is. And this is something people don't like when I get into talking like this. God don't care what your purpose in life is. He don't care what your goals are. He don't care what you're trying to achieve. What God cares about is that you find his will for your life and you focus on it. That's the reason he said in Romans 12:1, that I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service, and that you may prove, he said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So for us to present our bodies to God, that's what we should be doing. That's our reasonable service. And don't be conformed to this world. He said, don't be fashioned after this world. And a lot of people preach that as outward dress. You preach it any way you want to. But when you're conformed to this world, you have the same bitterness, envy, strife, division, jealousy. You walk after the flesh. You're carnal minded and you desire the things of the flesh. But there is a people that walk after the Spirit. They desire the things of the Spirit, and that's what they mind. They mind the things of the Spirit because they want God to be alive in them. And the only way you can do this is to let God conform you or transform you by the renewing of your mind. So I want to read this in Proverbs 3, and I'm going to start at verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. And he said, if you'll do all these things, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. And God's word says his word is health to all your flesh. So we see so many people today sick and diseased and bound and going through trials and fighting battles in their body and their mind. And all the Lord is saying, look, trust me. Trust me. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Trust me with all of your heart. And don't lean to your own understanding. You know, sometimes we think we're so smart and we got so much going on and we think we're so good in so many ways. And about every time we try to help God out, we really mess things up. So he's saying here in Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, and in all of thy ways acknowledge the Lord. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. We want God to direct us, and we got to trust him. We got to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and we got to do what verse 7 says. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Those are simple statements, but they're hard for us to do because of our self-will, because of our pride, because of our own desires, because of our own determination to accomplish what we want out of life. If you're a chosen vessel of God, you've got to surrender to his will and let his will be wrought in your life. I pray these words are finding a place to take root in your soul and come up. And may God bless you till our next session.